to Super Future Friends, where we talk about the Legion of Superheroes. We summarize issues for you. I don't think it's necessary to tell people that we're a spoiler-ridden...
Spoiler! Super old!
Yeah. These issues have been out for a million years, so I think we're good. This issue is Adventure Comics 301 from October 1962. It's written by Jerry Siegel with art by John Forte. And it's the secret origin of Bouncing Boy.
Why? If you haven't heard me complain about it, I super hate Bouncing Boy. I'm sorry for all the Bouncing Boy fans. I'm sure he's got some splendid qualities that I just can't comprehend. But I personally hate him. A lot.
We're going to go in depth in this episode. This issue will illustrate some of the reasons I personally don't like him.
They're all the reasons I don't like him.
Yes, so you're going to learn exactly why. So,
don't get me wrong, there are some versions of him that I like a little bit more, that I hate a little bit less.
Which version?
I don't know. You know, the one when he's, like, nice, sad, whole family dead, just fixes up the place guy?
The French... in the... I think some people know it.
You're
going to
call
reboot.
It the French one.
But yeah, the French one. Unfortunately, because we live together and talk about the Legion together, we have our own terminology.
Our secret Legion code words.
Yeah, so sometimes...
What that really means is I can't keep straight the actual
yes.
names of the different eras.
That's
of the
exactly
Legion.
What it means.
So I made up terms for them.
Like
they're mostly based on the way Brainiac looks in them.
How do you make? What do you make me call the Geoff Johns Adult Legion?
I don't know.
You make me say like adult old fuck
I
Legion.
Just say now, like the now. Well, because it was now. It's not now now. It was now when we had this discussion.
We're having a time gap right now. So, we have our own terminology. But I think most people would know that as the reboot Legion.
Yeah. He's all right in the cartoon. I don't...
He looks more stylish in the cartoon. Everyone looks stylish.
I still don't like him. And he became leader for no reason.
That's right. I think one of our biggest problems.
I think so. I think that started the hatred, I think.
Yeah, is that he didn't...
So I was like, what? Plus, I'm sorry, but... He got three hot girlfriends in the cartoon, and I didn't approve. I just didn't.
I'm way jealous of him, too, for getting hot three
hot
girlfriends.
Yeah, am I jealous of him?
Kristen's just jealous.
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Actually, did he even get three hot girlfriends in the cartoon? In the little kid comic, he got three hot girlfriends.
Yeah, I think it's pretty odd. Spoilers!
Spoilers for the tiny children version of the
Bouncing Boy and Triplicate Girl are going to become an item.
At least in the cartoon-ish, and then Little Kid Comic.
Yeah. And they're hella going, like, come on.
In other places, are they? I don't remember.
Yes, yes.
Because I don't like him, and I block him out when he's on the page. I'm like, I don't see anybody green here. Skip to next page.
I have a lot more problems, and we'll get to those. I made a list.
Did you make a list of
I made a hate list.
Again, apologies to all the Bouncing Boy lovers.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you just want to show this off right now.
Yeah, you might want to.
I swear I'll make fun of him less when we're not talking about this issue. This will get it out of my system a lot.
Yeah.
But this episode is going to be full of
hate. Oh, maybe I'll say something. I was like, part of it is that I don't like the social ramifications of it, because they're like, whatever, fatty, but like...
I know.
Okay, one, are people still assholes about fat people in the future? Because I'm not a thin girl. You can't hear it, because I don't have...
A sandwich in your mouth?
Yeah, I don't have food in my mouth right now. This is the only time I do take food out of my mouth. But to do this podcast, usually, like, that's why I won't show you a picture of me, because there's usually food obscuring my face.
That's weird.
Yeah. So, I'm not a thin person, so it pisses me off that in the future people are still dicks to fat people.
He's like...
Like, what the fuck? Seriously? Oh, and second, I mean, they're fucking aliens. You got fucking antenna coming out of your head, asshole. You're fucking green. You're gonna give me shit for being fat? What the fuck is your problem? And secondly, there's still fat people in the future?
You want better technology?
What? Yes! Yes, cure fucking cancer. And there's like a fucking healing urn in this shit. I'm like,
I know.
Heal his fat! What the fuck?
That's what I was thinking.
I'm like, what the fuck? Seriously, what the fuck? They've got a fucking crazy genius. They can go through time, but they haven't cured fat.
Also, they could just place him on a treadmill.
Yeah, no shit. What the fuck? Is a shrinking ray on his fat? Or Just ally that shit, dude. Do you know what ally is? Ally. We're gonna get you some ally, bouncing boy.
You just
boy.
Buy it from the grocery store, buddy.
In the future, yeah. They've got fucking Brainiac 5 to whip him up some fucking ally for his shit. It's retarded.
Oh.
Like, they're gonna be... Ah!
It's like one of those things where they're like, we're on a diverse team, so this will be the fat guy. But... The fat guy kind of sucks, guys. And that's somehow more insulting.
Yeah, if he was, like... he needs to be way cooler.
Yeah, if the fat guy was cool, I think... And then again, he's nice in other versions. He's nice, but he's kind of, like...
It's he's too Mary Sue, is the problem.
Yeah. Also,
he's,
like, he gets super his power Mary Sue. In, like, the worst, fattest way possible.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the problem, too. We'll get to that.
Yeah,
we'll
but
get to that.
The fact that he's, like, kind of Mary Sue, you can just be like, well, I'm a fat guy, I'm making a comic.
I relate.
I can... make a gut character that would get into the Legion that's obviously a reflection of me getting into the Legion. Like, come on! Okay, whatever. We're gonna get to all that I just got to. But we're gonna get to it more.
In a slower fashion.
In a slower, angrier fashion. We both said we should have gotten drunk before this.
So don't get us again, all these warnings. Don't want anyone to think that we're horrible people. We are, but...
We are, but for different
not
reasons.
Not for this, yeah. But we hate him for valid reasons, I think. Hating him for the weird, fat, nerd stereotype that he represents.
Yes.
Is a good reason to hate him, for the way he gets his power, and also because I just hate him. I'm sorry, I hate him. I'm going to say it like 4 times. And again, I'm sorry. Okay. I apologize profusely. Now let's begin the story.
Yes. Okay, so...
Also, I like the...
The description of
the
story?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Explain the splash page, and then I want to...
Like, you can explain the splash page that you have.
Oh, yeah, I have the book. Usually I'm, like, trying to stare at her screen from, like, a mile across the room, and I'm blind, but I actually... This one's actually in the archive edition, so I actually have it in my hands this time.
Yeah.
So the splash page... that's my reaction to it. It's just, like, a sad sigh of despair. Is like, it's just.
I'm gonna have to cut out all of your sad
sighing. Leave it. It's poignant and it expresses my full feelings.
90% of this episode will be sadness.
Yeah, it's like so you're kind of seeing like the clubhouse. Hey, you get a little bit more of the landscape of where that clubhouse is.
Yeah, the middle of the desert.
There's a desert next to this green forest.
And then they're gonna talk about it, and then I'm gonna kill myself.
Oh my god. So we see, like, kind of an aerial view looking down, which is a nice angle. This is a nice, diverse angle. Looking down kind of at the clubhouse, and a bunch of the Legionnaires are standing out front. And there's Bouncing Boy, all fat in a ball, bouncing up into the air. And they're all, like...
I thought he had a deformed extra finger there.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
No, it's just a fat wrinkle.
It's just, like, the... Like part of his palm, but it looks
It's fat wrinkle.
Fat wrinkle.
It's got fat hands.
My hands don't have that shit with
fat
the hell.
Wrinkle. If you're that fat, maybe they do.
Okay,
let's try it. Get some ding dong. this will take a while.
An experiment for the show.
It's like
make me incredibly obese.
7 years later, we'll test this theory.
I don't think it would take 7 years, but okay.
You can eat ding dongs fast enough.
Yeah, have more faith in me.
I'm sorry. So, Bouncing Boy's in his ball form. If you don't understand Bouncing Boy's powers, is that he's a fat boy who can get even fatter and bounce around.
He turns into a spherical fat boy
with his face on it, all like deformed and stretched.
It wouldn't be
fat.
So bad if the face wasn't so. Fucked up. I was trying to look for a classier word, but it didn't come.
Classier than fucked up.
Sorry, it didn't. Why am I even on a podcast? I can't speak.
Because it's your podcast. That's the only place you're allowed to talk.
Shit.
Oh, God. So
your co-host is going to be a chicken, okay?
This is a little chicken. Bah, 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 bah. I can do that too. You can talk about Bouncing Boy.
I'll sound really intelligent compared to the chicken. That's what it was. Hey, chicken.
Or the chicken will just sound so adorable.
Say hi to your mother for me.
Saturday Night Live quote at me. Oh, God. Okay, so Bouncing Boy's bouncing up in the air, and he's like, see, I can bounce high into the sky. That's why I call myself Bouncing Boy. Now can I join the Legion of Superheroes? And I know my response would be no. And in fact, everyone standing down, their response is no.
Yeah.
Cosmic Boy's yelling up at him. And I like it, too, because Cosmic Boy looks pissed off. Like, bouncing like a rubber ball may amuse you, but Legion members must have mighty powers, which can be used to battle evildoers. And then Saturn Girl, because she's awesome, is like, sorry, Bouncing Boy, but your particular superpower doesn't qualify you to join our club. Consider yourself bounced.
Oh, burn.
Snap.
Burn. Stunning Girl can always put you down 5 more pegs lower than anyone else.
Yep. And then there's a little narration box on this page that I think sometimes I glaze past the narration box. I don't read it really well. But I read this one this time, and it was really funny to me for some reason.
Is it because it's pink?
No, it's hilarious. It's like, oh, that might be why I stopped. It's pink box. I have to read it. I'm a girl.
Shit.
So, of all the clubs that have ever existed or will ever come into being, none is more amazing than the Legion of Superheroes of the 21st century. Wrong time. But I love that this is just like, this is the best club that has ever existed and will ever exist.
Excuse me, they haven't heard about my Brainiac 5 club, which is composed of only Brainiac 5s.
This is one.
And me.
Just one Brainiac 5, though?
No, one. There's Legion of Three Worlds.
Doesn't count.
The whole
universe is going to cease to exist or something. It won't count.
I think it'll count.
It'll end with everyone dying but those three. Wouldn't that be the most ideal?
That would be the greatest!
Makes no sense.
It'll just be the Brainiac Legion of Super.
That wouldn't last because in like one issue they destroy everything.
They kill each other too.
Oh god.
Great.
So then it's like, every member possesses at least, in case you don't know the premise of the Legion, this is going to tell you. Every member possesses at least one superpower which he uses for worthy purposes. However, no club is more difficult to join. I disagree.
I disagree as well.
For of all the prospective members who seek to enlist each year, only one applicant makes the grade.
Which, again, I disagree with that too. Not true.
Because 8 years haven't passed, and there's like 8 people on this page.
Yeah, they'd have to be like 28 or something crazy now, like a million years old.
And it's like, we're going to tell you about Bouncing Boy. And that's
I think it is? A year only lasts a week in the future.
Oh, they have different the times, different because it's the future.
Yeah, yeah.
I see. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna Jeff Johns that shit. I'm gonna explain it all for you
and make it cooler.
Make it cool. I'm sorry, we weren't saying year. You misheard us. We were saying a year.
A year is different.
A year is like 1 month.
It's a futuristic type of measure.
Jeff Johns, call me. I'm full of shit like this. Just call me.
Full of bad ideas.
My Brainiac 5, Legion of Superheroes, everyone dies except the Brainiacs? What? That's a great idea.
Oh my god.
That was your idea, the Brainiac, everybody dies.
You know, I'll let you have that. You just go ahead and put your name right on that.
Sorry, I keep interrupting you.
Oh no, don't interrupt my talking about Bouncing Boy, please. My favorite subject of conversation. Oh god. Okay, so then the next page is like, I can't stop sighing at this. It's just because I know it's coming. I know, and it hurts me inside.
Okay, there's a bunch of people outside the Legion Clubhouse, which is inappropriately sized.
By the way, Shrinking Violet standing there, and she looks adorable for some reason.
She always looks cute.
She's super, I really like her, like, most current look. Because she's a badass, and that's cool. Yeah. But this super old look is adorable.
Yeah.
She's just, like, super bald cute.
Aww. She's also super short.
Oh, yeah, she's really short. She's, like, a tiny child.
Everybody in the foreground looks a little bit too short, actually. You didn't know that Cosmic Boy and Sun Boy were exceptionally tall.
Yeah, maybe that's it. This guy right here is really short.
Yeah, what is that dude doing?
They're trying perspective.
Okay, so they're in front of the clubhouse, and there's a lot of their fans hanging out.
It's cute they're just standing there.
Yeah, and they're, one hot lady is asking Lightning Lad for his signature. He's like, hey, no. And he's like, chuckle, okay, kindly hold your sensitized scripto plates overhead.
For the future.
And I'll sign them with my Dupla writing stylus. Okay, now this is great. Okay, he's got the stylus. And it's a pen.
Yeah, that's a pen for anyone who doesn't know what a stylus is.
And all it does is it writes something in, like, more... You're writing it once, but it's actually writing it a bunch of different times.
Like, so all these little people are holding up their little sign cards.
Yes.
And he's signing one, and it's writing in them all the other ones.
Yes.
So it's great, because he says he can sign thousands of autographs simultaneously this way. Which is great, because past celebrities, we get hand cramps, and Lightning Lad is the one of that, and he's got so many admirers. There's like 5 people standing outside, by the way. Yeah. I want to point out, Lightning Lad, a little full of yourself.
Lightning Lad, a little lazy. That's a lot of LLs.
Oh, no, you go to hell. No. And Chameleon Boy is like, hasn't the meeting started yet, Saturn Girl? Saturn Girl's like, not yet, Chameleon Boy. And then she's like, now that everyone's here, I'll make certain we won't be disturbed by two persistent admirers. Not two as in numbers, but admirers. T-O-O. Yeah, T-O-O. Admirers that are much too persistent.
Yeah, that sentence is, like, weird.
Yeah. And I don't think they read these things out loud sometimes. Oh. And so she's, like, pressing a button in bad perspective.
It's force field activator.
Force shield.
Oh, I'm sorry, force shield.
Yeah, God.
Is that... I'm sorry, I can't read. I never learned. I don't know why I'm on this podcast.
You can't read. I just look at the pictures. You have a podcast about reading books.
I just look at the pictures and guess. It's usually quite right.
It's probably...
Is that a sign, or is it just a caption box? Is there a sign on there?
Yes.
Force shield activator?
That is a sign. That is definitely a sign. It's not a caption box at all.
I know. It's never a caption box.
Yeah, it's never.
It should be.
But it functions in the same way to tell the readers what things are.
Yeah, so she's hitting a button. Saturn Girl's hitting a button on a large purple device to put a force shield around the building so their fans will not, I don't know, stalk them like they stalk everyone else.
Yes. And so, outside, you can see, like, this warbly-lined shield activating outside their impossibly-shaped clubhouse building.
It's like, from outside with all those people around, it looks like three people could fit inside that clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, it drives me crazy. You can even see it in the top panel, like, they're standing in front of the door, and three people could fit in there.
I think we've already established that they go down underground.
Yeah, it might. That has to be it. It's insane.
It's the only way you can stay sane.
And they're like... Oh, they've activated force shield about the clubhouse. Let's leave. That wouldn't dissuade me.
If you're a crazy enough fan.
Yeah. Like what is his perspective? Man is so... What is going on there?
He is very short, all right? Okay. He's walking down a staircase that we can't see. I like this picture, though, because there's somebody pushing on the force field. Yeah. Like, they can see it, and he's like, I gotta get in. He's, like, pushing at it.
Why would that ever be a good idea?
To push at the shield?
Yeah.
Normally, I mean, maybe not in the olden days, but nowadays, whenever you see a force shield thing, it shocks you when you touch it. This guy really wants to go and see the Legion.
And they're like, we might as well go since it's impossible to
get so funny because there's only, like, five people outside.
You see,
there's
the Legion also means that they cultivate the best stalkers in the universe.
I mean, you have to be a bigger stalker than the Legion themselves. Exactly. So they have all giant stalkers.
They have all this anti-stalker technology.
Yeah. So how would we stop us from looking at our stuff all day?
So inside the clubhouse, they have their little placards.
Yeah.
And Cosmic Boy is like, attention, everybody, this meeting will now come to order. Some of our members aren't present today. And then he's like, starts talking about the other members that are on little missions around the universe.
It's great because for some reason they have visuals of like three other people. It's just like their makes no sense view into the past machine. This is also makes no sense. We can see what a Colossal Boy is doing on this other planet. And I'm like, who's holding the camera?
Me.
You're there on all these? You're on all three of these planets?
I bet they have, like, a secret legionnaire that's, like, camera boy.
Yeah. So you see Colossal Boy, and he's fighting some giant on a planet that I can't say.
Yeah, every
Grike?
One of these...
How you supposed to say that?
Grike, obviously.
Grike? There's two Ks there.
I don't know.
I don't believe in silent Ks. And, and he's fighting a giant there, because Colossal Boy gets big. That's what he does. So he's sent on very big people specific missions.
Yes.
And
it's adorable.
Phantom Girl is... on Lumbak?
Yes.
Lumbak?
Sure, yeah, like I know. Sure. What are you looking at
Don't
me?
Don't you know these alien words? What's wrong with you? I thought you went to college. And,
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. My class on alien world fake-ass name pronunciation made by old people.
I thought you knew more. But, Phantom Girl's on Lumbak, and she's getting into an impenetrable hideout of some evildoers, and she's going to go inside and let the police in. Which is cute. That's very specific and good use of her power. I hope that people have to send them, like, really long, specific reports, and then they have to deduce from that, like, who to send. They just send one person whose very specific power works for them. Because that's what's going on here.
Yes.
And it's like, and on still another planet, we see Superhero Ultra Boy using his Penetravision, which I will never get tired of saying. Penetravision. It's like the worst named power.
Yes.
But he's melting some, like, lead monster, which all I was thinking was, does that mean he's killing it?
Yes.
He's, like, using his heat vision to, like, melt a lead
Maybe
monster.
Maybe it's still alive in melted form.
He's just gonna hurt it a lot.
But Ultra Boy doesn't give a shit. He's Ultra Boy.
I think his panel, like, his Ultra Boy looks like he's five. He looks so little and cute.
He's
super little. He's fighting, like, a giant lead monster or something.
But, okay, so then they're done stalking their own teammates.
Yes.
And, they, start, I guess, what's funny, too, because suddenly there's, like, a bunch of people in the clubhouse, right?
The clubhouse looks super, like, claustrophobic in this one panel with, like, them around this table. It's, like, super bent table. And,
yeah, there's, like, no room in their little round room.
And then it's, like, you turn to the side, there's a billion people.
Yeah, there's, like, six other people there, suddenly. And, so now he's like, now to get down to business. The purpose of this meeting is to examine the qualifications of boys and girls possessing superpowers.
The tryout issue, bitches.
Oh, shit. Except we don't actually get to see anybody, like, try and try out except, like, one person.
Yeah, that's true.
But, and now he's like, no, everyone step outside. He's like, what, you crammed them into your tiny home just to throw them out again a second later? But,
yes. This issue's kind of weird.
This issue's really weird because...
I thought Bouncing Boy was one of the...
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, because we hadn't read this issue before, like, 3 minutes ago. And, even then, not very thoroughly.
Yeah.
And, so I thought it was going to be Bouncing Boy's tryout. Because we were aware that people were going to try out. And the splash page is very misleading. And it looks like he's trying out.
Yeah.
And, so all these recruits are... And you haven't seen Bouncing Boy. Like, he's not in these other panels so far where...
Right.
Where the Legionnaires are, like, kicking off their stalkers and going inside. And all of a sudden you see this group of people who are going to try out. And Cosmic Boy tells them all to go outside to try out. And suddenly Bouncing Boy is there. So we totally thought he was one of the recruits. Like,
yeah.
These people about to try out. But he's not. He's just, like, weirdly standing with them. Suddenly he was in the room. And now he's going outside with everyone.
So for, like, a couple more pages, you're going to think Bouncing Boy is one of the tryout people.
I can't imagine they did that on purpose, because there's no, like, trick surprise
and they're not
it,
that
you know?
Smart. They're not that smart.
Oh, they're trying. But it's, so it was just weird. I was, like, super confused for, like, half the issue.
I read somewhere that this is, like, the first appearance of Mad Reader Lad.
What,
like,
really?
In a different costume, but I don't see him. How can you tell if he's not in his costume?
That's true. Yeah, what? Anybody could be anyone.
Yeah, is it the dude with a weird mouth on his
face? I'm going to say that this is Projectra.
Yeah, exactly.
She's got large hair.
She's
sure.
got, like, black hair. That's
just what are they trying to say? Is this little blue guy back here? I don't know who it could be.
I don't know.
He has black hair.
It could be anybody with dark hair.
I hope this guy's power is like Flower Boy. What is that symbol?
Snowflake Boy. I don't know. Cape Lad.
Yes, power of cape.
Camera boy. Okay.
I think this other guy's, what's this? It's like scary mouth on his chest.
That's, I thought, thinking
oh,
that
you
was,
think that's him?
Yeah.
Oh, that would make sense. Even though I was just like, that doesn't make sense. And then I immediately like, this has a mouth on his chest. Like, if one were to eat a lot.
But I don't think they're even intending for that to be a mouth. It's probably just be like non-discrepant alien garb.
Symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't. I guess he doesn't look at anything like that later. Yeah. I want to know if somebody was looking at this and going, let's make, like, someone who eats, like, everything. I think that that's cool.
I think that might have come from the Bouncing Boy, you know.
They're like, this one's fat, this one eats a lot.
Yeah. Couldn't those be the same person?
They could have been.
I would think Bouncing... If I looked at Bouncing Boy, I'd think he's Mad Reader Lad.
The fat guy. He must be Mad Reader Lad.
And so they go outside, and there's a jet that just zooms in. And Sunboy's like, a jetcraft. Whoever is inside, if you're an enemy of the Legion and you're looking for trouble, you'll get it. That's right, Sunboy.
He's always ready to fight.
Yeah. And the jet's like, don't be so hot-tempered, Sunboy.
I give the jet's yelling at him.
Yeah, it looks like the jet's screaming at him. What's that, Transformers? Starscream?
Starscreamer?
Is Starscream or Starscream?
Now that you said it, I don't know which one.
Oh, my God.
It. Starscreamer.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to, like, get on the internet in, like, a minute.
Okay.
I'll do it. I'll fix it. I'll fix the world.
Okay. And then the jet screams at him. And then the jet lands, and
oh,
this...
no, I wish I'd read it picturing his voice.
Oh.
Starscream's beautiful voice.
Don't be so hot, Cameron Sunboy!
I love that voice. I was gonna marry him.
Okay.
I was!
I understand. I'm also attracted to robots.
I agree. Because he had the same... Didn't he have the same voice as Cobra Commander?
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to marry him. I was going to marry that voice. And every
and
bad guy
Jake
associated
that's also... your husband also...
Sorry, my husband sounds just... That would be horrible. That would be the worst voice in real life.
My name's Jake!
But our impressions of him are horrible. I'm both Starscream and Jake.
So... Oh, my God.
I'm just going to go on 50 tangents while we read this issue. I can't help it.
So, anyways, the jet lands, and this dude gets out wearing a jod purse, and,
yeah, this dude's a pimp.
Yeah, and,
First, his little, like,
that's what I meant. That's
guy.
Who I think is a pimp. is his little
chauffeur. Oh, you think his chauffeur is a pimp? Because he looks like a pimp, too. He's, like, almost wearing, like, a prince outfit.
Yes.
His little chauffeur, like, gets out and opens the door for him, and it's a little, also pimp, I'm sorry.
Yes. There's
two pimps on the screen.
Two pimps.
This second pimp comes out, and he's, like, some rich guy, I guess.
His name is Lester Spiffany.
Oh, my God. That's a rich guy's name,
That is the greatest Spiffany. Name. His father owns our swankiest jewelry establishment. Now, if I had a chauffeur, I wouldn't let him use the word swanky. Alfred, Batman's butler, would never use the word swanky.
Or would he?
He would not. No.
It's very swanky.
No.
That's my Alfred impression?
That's your Alfred. That's horrible.
I can't sound like an old man.
Alfred's British.
As far as... I know I can't do it.
British people don't say the word swanky.
Swanky? You don't think?
No.
I'm going to ask our British boss.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's harass him with our horrible questions.
More of our dumb questions.
God. Okay, so, Lester Spiffany. He earns his swankiest jewelry establishment, and he comes out, and he's like, you lucky Legionnaires. And, yeah, this is bad lettering.
What?
Legionnaires is like going
off. Oh, it's
like
smushed in there. They gotta fit. Legionnaires. Hey, speaking of someone who lettered comics,
you wouldn't put up with that.
No, it's horrible when you have a really long word like Legionnaires and you have to use it like 700 times in an issue or something. It's horrible.
You've got a lot of room there.
I had to put the word like colonel in something and I almost killed myself. It was like in every word bubble in every page.
I remember that.
And it's never the right size.
I remember that issue.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. You lucky Legionnaires have decided. I've decided to join your ranks. What is that I
don't know. You see, like, Triple Kick Girl, and she's like, is he for real?
I didn't know they had for real back then.
I appreciate that they do, and I appreciate that Triple Kick Girl's the one to say it.
Yeah.
Because she's a Valley Girl.
I like her. I like her more now. That's right. Is he for real? We're going to find out if he's for real, guys. And,
I love it. I love it because this guy comes off the plane being an ass, and Cosmic Boy is still, like, calm about it.
Yeah,
and
he's
like,
Cosmic Boy's
I can handle
shit.
It. He's like, what single superpower do you possess, Lester?
Lester.
And Lester's like, none, but I do have lots of money. I pay well for the prestige of being a member. Here, take this dazzle gem from the world of Xandu. It's worth a fortune. That's what he sounds like.
And he's like, swear me in promptly because I have an important appointment on Mars soon. And Cosmic Boy's like, sorry, we don't want your gem. Or you. No one can buy his way into the Legion.
I love this panel because everyone has the most pissed off face.
Yeah,
like, Saturn Girl and Sun Boy are behind them.
Yeah.
And then just some boy is over there. And the boy also looks pissed. He's just, like, a recruit. Everybody on the page looks really mad. I love that. They're pissed off at this swanky guy.
I thought that was Lightning Lad back there.
He's in green on my page.
Oh, he's in blue in mine.
Oh, maybe it is Lightning Lad.
What? Anyways.
Archives, you're calling fails.
Whatever,
me
archives. And so this guy's like, bunk. That's not a rich person word. Bruce Wayne bunk would never say this shit.
I'm gonna bring it back, bunk. I'm gonna bunk start saying that. Every time you say something I dislike and disapprove of, I'm gonna say bunk. You wait for it.
Everyone has his price. Look, I'll purchase a new clubhouse to replace this crummy little building, okay? Hey!
They should have went, okay?
Yes.
Honest, you're in.
Yes.
What's your name? Rich boy? Rich
yes
boy. Rich lad. Whatever.
Rich lad.
Got a lot of money, boy.
Wealthy
got it
lad. I mean, that's Batman's power, too.
I know.
Is being exceptionally rich.
Yes.
And he's not a bag of dick.
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's a bag of dicks.
In a good way.
In a great way.
Yes. Okay.
But, whatever, he used to be nice back then. This is back when he was, like, super friends.
Oh, super but friends
Superman
with Superman. Don't cry again. Don't cry again.
He's cheered up a little bit.
I love it, but Cosmo's like, no sale. Goodbye, Lester. It hasn't been nice meeting you.
Yeah.
Oh, burn.
You got burned by
from
Cosmic
Boy, man.
Oh.
That's a burn.
A little
his, like,
pink outfit.
Man, yeah. His little bubbly
straight
things on his
yeah
shoulders. God. He used to have a bubble on his head that burned.
Burn! Bad. And then Lester's like, you're
oh, yeah,
stupid. All of you.
Stupid. Stupid.
There's three stupids going on there.
Yeah, I love it too because his plane is yelling at him. So Magistar starts screaming.
And so Cosmic Boy's like, good riddance. Now, to resume where we left off when we were interrupted. Your name, applicant. And this nerdy guy, they still have glasses in the future.
I like it because he's nerdy, but he's also larger and buffer than everybody around him.
Like, yeah, he kind of looks like...
Yeah, it's like you can tell they were trying to make the nerdy guy.
You know who he looks like?
Who?
The dad from fucking Heroes.
Oh, he does!
He looks like fucking Noah.
He does look like Noah from Heroes.
That's why we like him.
Oh. Too bad his outfit... I can't... Now that you said that was horrifying because he's wearing a weird, tight, yellow outfit.
Yeah.
And I don't want to picture badass Noah, like the only good thing in Heroes, in this outfit. You ruined everything! Oh, God, he looks just like him!
I know, right?
You have to post a picture of this.
Damn.
A picture of that.
Yeah, yeah. Side by side.
Oh, God.
And he's like...
in my mind.
So who is this nerdy, kind of buff dude? I am that Storm Boy. And he's wearing, like, glowy crap on his, like, chest.
No, you know what? I thought it was... It's not glowy crap. It's the emblem on his chest. It's not glowing.
No?
Yeah, at first I thought he was wearing a rock with a necklace with a rock on it that was glowing.
It is an image that is glowing within the context of the image.
I think it's a cloud
that's worst cloud I've ever seen.
Yeah, it totally looks like a giant rock that's glowing on it. It looks like he's wearing a necklace of a giant rock that's glowing.
That's what I thought it was.
But I think it is, because this panel.
Yes, you're right.
I think it's a weird cloud with, like, light around it.
Okay, you're right.
Solved the mystery of Storm Boy.
Kaz is also solving a mystery of Storm Boy. He says, judging from your name, you must control the elements.
Oh my goodness.
Kaz are so smart.
Yeah. That's why he's the leader.
And Storm Boy is like, yes, I control the awesome mighty powers of nature. Behold, no sooner will I command it to happen than a storm will break loose overhead. And Fat Chan, Bouncy Boy, is like,
Fat Chan.
Fat, I can call him Fat Chan. That's affectionate enough.
Is it?
Fat Chan.
I'll just call him Guy I Hate. That's affectionate as well.
And he's like, amazing, storm clouds formed instantly. Lightning's flashing. It's beginning to rain. Duplication of Lightning Boy's power.
Yeah, I was about to say I'd be less impressed with this if I've got a guy on the team who can make lightning out of his own body.
I mean, you don't really need storm power. Really. The only part you need out of it is the lightning, right?
A tornado would be good.
That would be cool. Okay. Anyways. He's like, shall I tell you how I got my amazing power? And Cosmic Boy's like, don't bother.
And you're like, for a second, you're like, oh my god, Cosmic Boy's on a roll of just, oh snap.
Oh snap.
Oh snap roll.
And he's like, and Cosmic Boy, like, gestures at him, and fucking little device made out of metal comes out.
And this guy's weird costume has, like, a weird triangle pocket thing in the front.
Yeah, he didn't realize it was a pocket until he had his hand in it all creepy.
Right. When he first goes to use his power, he's got his hand in this weird pocket. But I didn't think anything of it. So, well played, comic. Yes. I was just like, that's weird. He's got his hand right there. But what actually he was doing, as Cosmic Boy will explain to us, is... That he used his power of super magnetism to cause a small metal device to fly out of his pocket where his hand was a moment ago, because he noticed the weird hand pocket thing too. He's like, just as I thought, the second I pressed the off button, the storm stopped. I noticed it didn't start until you reached your hand into your pocket. As I suspected, you had a weather control device hidden on you.
Are those common? It looks like an MP3 player.
Yeah.
It's small.
Well, I mean, this is what I immediately thought, was I was like, doesn't the weather wizard have, like, now? The weather wizard's now, and his is, like, a wand.
I thought his was a magic thing.
It's like...
Jeff Johns, like,
it's now it's magic, but before... Now it's in him or something.
It's part of him.
But before, it was, like, his little wand.
Yeah.
Which was about the size of this thing, so all I was thinking was bad future technology improvement. Because it didn't become very tiny.
It went from a wand to a
clunky box. Yeah.
Okay, so, well, he made it himself. Maybe this is how the ghetto ones look when you made it yourself.
I guess. But I like this panel, too, because everybody's making an amazing face.
Yes.
Like, the guy looks just, like, outraged.
You know, I just, like, can see his glasses better now, and they, like, kind of look like bat shapes.
They do. He's wearing, like, weird bat glasses.
Hot. So he just got hotter.
He got hotter to you. Only you.
And he's like, just as I thought, the second I press this off button, the storm appears.
Wait, I read that.
I totally read that.
Bubble, you've ruined everything.
Okay, anyways, he's like, no one can join the Legion unless they have a genuine superpower of their own, which works without the aid of mechanical devices, except for Brainiac 5. Because he doesn't really have power.
His superpower is that he's crazy smarter than everyone else.
I mean, I can appreciate it, but I'm surprised that these retards did.
I know.
Do you know?
But he probably just, like, set a small math equation at them, and they were like, whoa, you're in. He didn't even have to do anything.
No, we saw him get how he got in.
No, I'm going to pretend that's it.
1+1.
Whoa, and they were like, oh my god.
Anyways, what's cool is about this is that he says, triplicate girl, get rid of this faker. So, their bouncer is triplicate girl.
Yeah, that is pretty
that
sweet.
That is awesome. She's like, let me just triplicate myself.
She says, let me duplicate.
Oh, wait, whatever.
Two exact duplicates of myself. Which makes three.
Yes. And then he looks terrified of these three cute little girls coming
out. Because they all have the pissed off face.
Yes, this is great. I just love that, like, she's their ass kicker.
Yeah, it's like this little girl.
Yeah, it's like little three little girls.
Yeah, she's like shoving him. She's like, she's shoving him out of the area in the next panel.
Out of their little area of bushes and desert, wherever the fuck that is.
I like this too. This is like the is this the first time they mention that your power has to be like because you're dumb and like have a freak accident and not that you have like a device? This is the first time they've mentioned it?
I don't know.
I don't remember. That's important later. Later. Mm-hmm. Later.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
In the you remember Key Quantum? The first one? In that yes. Maybe the second thing?
Yes.
You remember what happened there?
No.
Oh, I don't want to explain.
Okay, we'll talk about that later.
It becomes an issue later if your power isn't legit. Yeah. Your power isn't from within.
A Storm Boy has showed up in the Adult Legion thing that Jeff Johns, blah, 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 Superman, Action Comics, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, I can't even talk anymore. I don't know how to summarize that. He's been around... In recent...
Really?
Yeah.
I read those.
He's one of the best... He doesn't look anything like Noah from Heroes. That's why I didn't recognize him when I read this. Yeah. He's like that freaky guy.
Is he a bad guy?
Yeah, he's one of the bad guys.
Oh. Yeah. Well, then I like him a lot.
Spoiler, he's a bad guy.
Oh, my God.
Okay, anyways. Action Comics. Pick it up. Jeff Johns. Yeah. Makes us happy.
Oh. No, I don't know what this noise is. I'm sorry.
And so these two idiots apparently just tired out Kaz, and he's like,
yeah, I love that. They didn't do anything. It's like 1.5 interviews because one wasn't even real. It was some dude landing and yelling some shit and then kicking him out immediately. And then one actual legitimate tryout.
Right.
And Kaz is like, attention, please.
Yes.
We'll now have a brief recess, so we shall resume examining applicants shortly. Meanwhile, if there are any more fakers among you, better leave before we expose you.
Yes.
Like, he's serious business.
Oh, Kaz. And so.
He looks really tired in that panel.
Yes.
He's got, like, a little bit of bags under his
eyes. His eyes look dead.
He's, like, the line underneath is kind of thick.
Yes. I was just thinking that when I was like, oh, you have a dead, sad look in your eyes, guys.
It's difficult to lead these dumbasses.
He needs to drink more.
Yeah.
And so, the applicants go back into the clubhouse, and they're kind of looking around while they wait in this clubhouse that also has this, like, giant table.
Giant, weird, round table of awards and, like, honors that the Legionnaires have won from other planets from, like, doing awesome stuff.
You know what I like?
That Invisible Kid has more than anybody else?
Yes!
That's the first thing I noticed, too! Oh, we're nerds.
Snap. See, like, only three of the things are labeled Sunboy, Invisible Kid, and I would say that's Chameleon Boy.
Yeah, it looks like that.
And, everyone else has, like, one or two. Invisible Kid has three.
Because he's Invisible Kid.
Because he's a badass.
Get shit done.
Aw, shit.
We like Invisible Kid.
Yes. And then they're, like, looking at their awards, and they're like, wah, 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 I hope I succeed. And the Cosmic Boy is so boring and nice.
That's a very good explanation.
I love him. Like, perhaps if you hear how one of our Legion members was able to meet our requirements, it will inspire you. Because how the other ones got in... It's pretty... All their other stories are kind of dumb and retarded, so they should be inspiring.
Yeah, I guess. It's like, oh, I need to just be... I don't know what you'd learn there. It's either I need to be super stupid to get in.
Yeah.
Or I need to dig a hole. I don't know.
Be an asshole to Superman.
Be an asshole, dig a hole, do something super stupid.
I really had to figure out who Superman was. Like, what the fuck?
Stalk Superman for a while.
And so, Kaz has this great machine called the Selector Machine.
There are so many machines that just, like, are... It is all a wheel. It is all basically, like, spinning a wheel.
I just love how huge they are and how they only do one thing. One really, really, really specific thing. And they've had things that select Legionnaires. Uh-huh. They have more.
Yeah, there's different machines.
You're gonna see different ones. This is just one of them. I just imagine that Brainy just sits around making... retarded. It's like, we need something to pick who's gonna do this, Quirrell. Just make us a machine. Just guess!
Why can't you just pick it? Just pick someone. No, we need a machine. It needs to be... Just pick someone on their qualifications!
I'm busy!
Would you build a giant complex machine that does this for me?
Could you put tiny statues of us on it?
Oh. So then when we turn the machine on and it picks one, the statue comes out of the top.
And then it spins...
Guess who's gonna come out of this friggin' machine? Take a wild guess.
Okay. It's Bouncing Boy. And, Cosmic Boy's like, you'll find his story... unusual.
It's nearly not that unusual, actually. We're going to hear it in a second.
And this is when we realized, oh, wait, he's not an applicant?
Yeah, he's actually on the team already.
As soon as he came out of that machine.
We're like, yeah, that's the moment. We're like, oh.
I like how the statue of him has him fantasized.
Yeah.
It's him in his bouncing power form. None of the other ones are like...
Well, I don't know how they... Before we know Lightning Lad has, like, lightning on him and...
I don't think so.
Thinking real
hard. He's got his hand on his chin.
Santa Girl's glaring, you know.
They're pissed off.
She's bossing.
And, okay, I think this is the very first time we get a real name.
Oh, yeah. No, have we ever gotten their other real name?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I did actually notice that he very nicely gave us both his names.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise you don't think any of them have real names.
Yeah, so he's like, to begin, my real name is Chuck Teen. And then I was like, oh.
Hey, you've got a name there, buddy. Indeed. Yeah, so, I'm pretty sure this is the first time we get a name.
So, just so the record's clear, I hate Chuck Teen.
Charles Teen?
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so, let's begin his backstory. So, he works for a scientist that looks horrifying.
He does. Weird, like, decrepit old man.
Jesus, he looks so evil. He looks like Mordru or some shit. God. Okay, so, when I was the errand boy of a famed scientist... Like, deliver this new... Is he still this guy's errand boy? I want to know. Probably not. I think he'd get fired for this shit. Okay, let's see how he probably got fired. This is another problem I have with this. He's not very good at this errand boy thing. Okay.
I just like that his errand boy costume is also his bouncing boy superhero costume. There's no
I don't
difference.
Think that comes off of his body now. It's probably melded
to
him.
Oh, God.
Okay. Anyways. The scientist who looks horrifying gives him. He looks like a sorcerer. What the fuck is this?
He also looks like he's wearing a child beer.
He does! It's actually a beer gut that Chuck has. He's not fat at all. Okay, so he says, deliver this new discovery of mine, an instant super plastic fluid to the science council at once. And listen to what Chuck says. Yes, sir. Right away. Okay, now, let's see what Chuck does.
In the very next panel...
He is going past a robot gladiator tournament. Savage, exciting, yet harmless, is what the advertisement says.
By harmless, I mean to anyone but robots, which we will constantly murder in the future.
Yeah. And so, oh boy, I don't want to miss today's match for anything. I'll watch it for a little while. yeah. Bad... Fired. Errand boy.
This is gonna get better.
Gonna get worse, errand boy. Okay. What a thrill, too, and blah, blah, blah. The robots are fighting, and the way these robots work is that there's, like, four people to a team, and one dude controls one leg, and another dude controls a leg, and another dude controls an arm, another dude controls an arm. I don't know who's controlling the torso or the head was my immediate problem with this robot technology. But they're, like, waving giant spiky mallets, and even though it's supposed to be harmless, I think one of those mallets could fly out and kill everyone.
Yeah, the robots are big. They're not, like, little... They're not people-sized robots. They're giant robots.
He's like, yeah, it's a great battle. The men operating the robot, blah, 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 blah. Prize fights between humans were outlawed 50 years ago as too brutal. These harmless robot slugfests replace them. They've apparently never seen that horrible show, BattleBots? Robot... Oh. Whatever the fuck that fucking thing that used to be on Comedy Central every moment of my fucking life that was the worst show I've ever seen.
You loved it.
I wish I could destroy that show. I don't like robot violence.
No.
No, it's also really boring.
I think that they're saying... Where does he say that thing about 50 years ago? Where is that?
It's in the Outlawed 50 years ago.
50 years ago?
Yeah, that's...
Isn't it outlawed now? You can't have a mallet fight. You can't have a spiky mallet fight.
They said prize fights. Maybe he had, boxing.
Okay. I was like, wait, what, buddy? That's been illegal for a while.
Crazy mallet.
Fight to the death has been illegal for a while.
It came back into vogue 2 years from our time.
Oh, I see.
And so he's watching it. He's saying, I was so excited I couldn't take my eyes off the metal gladiators for a moment.
I have to point out, sorry, okay, before you read that. While he was explaining to us how robot fight works, he was buying a soda.
Yes.
That bottle looks suspiciously like the bottle
that he's transporting.
Super plastic fluid.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you guess for a second what might happen here in a minute.
Okay, just take a moment to try and figure it out.
Use your imagination. What's the fat boy gonna do with the bottle that looks like Coke and a Coke while watching some robot fight
The fat boy.
I like how the Coke costs 50 cents.
That's, in the future. It's like $500 Coke.
When our economy, like, collapses into nothing, but then regenerates, nice. It'll get back up to 50 cents.
But, yeah, so I'm sorry, now read
this
his
comic didn't even cost 50 cents in the day. It was like 15 cents or some shit.
It's really expensive.
Oh, God. She's like, so I was so excited I couldn't take my eyes off the Metal Gladiators for a moment, and that's why I made my fateful mistake. Reaching for the soda pop bottle I'd bought from the vendor and placed beside the lab bottle, I lifted the Ron bottle. Okay, look at the... Okay, this gets even better. Ugh, this soda pop sure tastes awful. Oh, no wonder it isn't soda. God, I'm drinking super plastic soda, but I'm sick. Okay. He's not sipping it. He's chugging the shit.
But it's because they didn't devote more than one panel to him doing this, but it looks like he's drinking the whole damn thing while realizing he's drinking the wrong thing.
It'd be like
he doesn't stop.
Drinking rotten milk and going, this tastes weird, but then chugging it. What the fuck?
Oh, he can't help it. He's so stupid.
And then he, like, puffs up to ball shape.
Which abomination lad.
I don't get it.
I wish they named
shape.
Him abomination lad. No. I would like him a lot better. Right? No, I think it would be applicable.
That would be that horrible bird thing from Zelda that I hate that has a human face and a bird body.
What?
I never showed you that?
I don't know.
Oh my god.
You're
it's
just
like,
sounding crazy.
Oh, it's the most upsetting thing.
That's the abomination lad.
I'm saving that for my Zelda podcast. But
what? It's just one podcast you put out about that.
That abomination bird that haunts my waking
oh my god.
Waking hours. Okay, so he puffs up into ball shape. What I don't get about his ball shape is his top seems to stay kind of okay, but he loses his legs.
Just yeah, actually, feet. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, among the other things in this fucking comic.
Everything else is completely sound, scientific fact. But where does legs go?
Super plastic, I gotcha.
I like that he puffs up. He also drops the rest of the super plastic. He's like some scientist's awesome invention, and he's just drank most of it, and then spilt the remainder of it on the floor.
Oh, God. He's like, so problem number 57 with Bouncing Boy is he got his power through being fat.
Yeah.
And through being not a good assistant.
He got the power of fat. By being fat.
By, like, not being able to control himself and drink. Ah! Ah! And, it looks like a balloon. Like, he's lucky he's wearing clothing made of stretchable fiber.
Wouldn't that be a different story if the really fat ball man was naked?
No.
He also, like, loses control of himself right now and starts bouncing all over
this
robot arena.
Rolls down the stairs.
But imagine it naked.
That would be horrible.
That would be.
Oh, my God.
Or it'd be the
Not
best.
Not thinking about
that. Or it'd
be
the best robot fight ever.
I bet you wouldn't be able to see anything. You'd be hidden underneath
you,
the
Peter,
fat.
Peter Griffin, like,
there. Yeah, Peter Griffin naked. Yeah. It's like, I'm bouncing. As he bounces all over, hits everyone.
He totally, like, hits the guys controlling the robots and, like, messes up their match.
I do this anyway, because I'm fat. Like, just bump into people.
You bounce downstairs and then people control the robots.
This happens every day of my life.
That's weird. Where are you going at lunch?
It's a little too close to reality. Like, they're like, look what you've done, you bouncing baboon. You made us lose control of our robot, now the rival team won. The robot controllers are pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I don't blame them for being peeved. I'd better bounce right out of here. And so he, like, gets back to normal after a little bit.
He just, like, runs outside.
Yeah, he runs out. He doesn't run. He's walking. That's the problem. God damn it. Come on.
Well, you'd run a little more.
I would run. I'm big. He's not even that fat.
He's not, really.
That's what's pissing me off more, is that he's a badly drawn fat person.
He's not fat enough for your liking?
Yeah, he's not like, it's like this person's never seen a fat person before. Come on, buddy.
Yeah. He's an alright fat guy. He's not like crazy fat guy.
It's like his arms look really muscular.
He's a fat guy that works out his arms.
Only his arms.
And his legs a little bit too, because he's actually got
yeah,
his legs
as well.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
It's just that he's got a barrel midsection.
Yeah, that's not even fat looking. It just looks like he's got some kind of hip problem. Okay. One thing, yeah, there's a thing he says, like, my body feels soft, like a sponge. My body always feels
soft like a sponge. I'm touching myself
parts
right
now.
Parts
of my body feel soft like a sponge?
Yes.
I don't know why I said that in like a
perverse What is that voice?
I was making a hand gesture at myself in the higher regions of my girl body.
You mean your boobs?
I did mean my boobs. I don't want to be coy about it because I didn't know I'm a girl.
They can't see your boobs. It's okay.
Just imagine them. And they're amazing.
Shit.
Our ratings go way up.
From imagining boobs.
Some boob imaginary boobs. Oh. Yeah, just imagine that we're extremely hot.
Oh, yeah.
Are. Anyways, when there's not food in my mouth. I think I destroyed the fantasy already. Alright. And then there's a bunch of doctors examining him with, like, what looks like a rear-view mirror. And
it looks like a small saxophone.
A trumpet?
Like, yeah, it looks like a small trumpet. It looks like a small trumpet.
And putting a trumpet on
it. So the guy's got a bubble blower. Like, it looks like the thing you dip in soap to blow a
bubble.
It's like a magnifying glass, but what future... Your doctor technology is a magnifying glass. Like a handheld magnifying glass.
Those aren't doctors, bouncing boy.
It's like a skull on the table behind.
That's their last patient.
He's wandered into the wrong place.
Oh, God. They're the only doctors that can handle fat people because there's no other fat people. I've never seen another fat person
in
this comic.
Yeah, he's the only one. In, like, all the comics in, like... The 700 years of Legion comics. He's like the only fat guy.
And there's that one other girl that was in the...
Oh, that didn't get in because she was... They were like making fun of her really hard.
Yeah, Sunboy was a giant dick. Which also pissed me off. And then she became Emerald Empress.
What, really?
Yeah, that's the girl that became Emerald Empress.
What?
Yes.
You've just shattered my reality.
I know. That's why you don't pick on fat people because they go crazy. And they get in like a giant eye with Ekron. And they kill people.
They fuck up everything.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's horrible because like Sunboy's a giant fucking dick to her, and so is everyone else. It makes you think.
When did she become Emerald Empress?
It's like,
is it like way later?
No, it's like right after.
What?
Yeah.
How did I read the issue with them making fun of the fat girl, but I somehow didn't read the issue after she becomes Emerald Empress?
I don't know.
Wow, I'm selective reading.
But another thing is like, you know, it pisses me off that these like characters that are supposed to be heroes and shit are like a dick to fat people. Like, fuck you.
Oh.
Anyways. So the doctor's like, no, you can get all ball shaped at will. He's like, can't nonsense. I like that he's like, nonsense. Oh wait, yeah, I can.
Nonsense. Oh, you're right.
So he's like,
I expanded just by commanding it to happen mentally.
Yes. So he wanders around town and he sees Lightning Lad destroying a ship.
He's stabbing some like robbers or something. He's like blasting the rockets off the back of their car.
You better hope those are robbers.
Super. It says they're baggage.
They've got little robber masks.
Just crooks.
Yeah, they've got little
masks. Like they're almost, I think they're wearing stripes.
Do you see what number it has on there?
247?
Do you know what that means?
No.
It's the first issue of the Legion showed up in.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's cute.
That's really cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
Good eye.
Yeah.
I didn't know what number they showed up in, so I've never gotten that.
I thought, actually, the only reason I looked at it is because I thought it was Interlect for a second.
Oh, you were trying to read Interlect every time you see it, you giant nerd.
Yeah, I'm gay. I'm sorry. So, I can't help it.
You can't.
And so he sees Lightning Lad, he's like, gee, Lightning Lad is preventing blah, 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 blah.
Basically like, Lightning Lad's awesome, maybe I could be a superhero.
And so he tries out, and then Lightning Lad, the person that he was admiring a second ago, was like, you can bounce alright, but so what? Lightning Lad has no filter.
And Cosmo is like, interesting, dot, dot, dot.
However, your talent for bouncing is not very practical for dot, 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 crusading against evil.
Cozy Boys is so nice. There's so many pauses
and
errs in his sentence here.
Yeah. And even Saturn Girl's being kind of nice here. She's like, sorry, we can't use you. Lots of luck. That's way nicer than bounce.
Yeah.
You've been bounced.
Yeah, what is that? The, like, fake,
splash
page. Fake splash page without being jerks to him. They're actually very nice right here. Except,
that's how he imagined it.
Yeah. Like, they also slapped him.
Yes.
In his version.
And so, he's like, choke, they don't want me. And I was so sure I'd make it. He's like, sad-faced about it. Also sad fat-faced about it. They're very bad at drawing fat people, okay? So it just means that their faces look kind of, his face looks kind of warped sometimes. Even not when he's in ball shape.
Yeah, sometimes he's got, like, just normal head like everyone else, but sometimes he's got really fat neck head.
Yes, it's really weird. It's like, Bouncing Boy,
they're trying.
Get some Spanx
or
something.
This is the first fat man in comics ever. That's not true, but...
Probably. I think,
I would
like,
pretend
it is.
Supposed
to be portly.
What, really?
When he's older. Old. Super, you lose your hair, you get fat. Hmm. That's a sad life. That's why he's so angry.
Am I going to go bald?
Your hair!
Oh, wait, I am bald, mostly.
What you can't see is that Kristen, you know Superboy from the 90s?
Oh, yeah, I was rocking that shit
Kristen
yesterday.
Totally has hair like
when
him
I
now.
When I get in bed, it looks just like Superboy from the 90s. Like, if I put on a leather jacket and I could fly,
yes,
I would rock that shit.
And you need to get those, like, little horrible glasses that
yes,
he wears.
I have it. What are you talking about? I don't have those.
Oh, God, Superboy. Anyways. Yes.
She's just touching my head now.
Because it's like shaved. It's got that
it's like a
chia
puppy.
Pet yeah. texture.
It's awesome. I touch it too. It's yes. alright.
Okay. So, this dude is like, gasp, you mean the Legion rejected you? And this really cute girl. I don't know who
I know she's girls. Cute. I was wondering if she's someone later.
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
She probably gets fat and then becomes the Emerald Empress.
This is her. She's also a redhead.
She's like, I never knew that. And he's like, yes, but though I failed to get in, I refused to give up. He's got a very serious look on his face.
Yeah.
Here.
He's like, cute. Mm.
He's like, I was determined to prove myself worthy of membership. Oh, this is sad. And yeah. So there's like this, somebody's like, look, a falling globe. And for some reason, all these people assume this is like a fucking bomb.
Yeah, like, maybe it's a bomb.
Yeah.
They yell that.
No, this is like him thinking
oh,
it.
He's thinking that, I'm sorry.
But everyone else seems freaked out by it.
Yeah.
It's really weird. So he's like, I will myself to become Bouncing Boy. Ha, ah, it worked. I'm bouncing upward toward the terrible bomb. And so he, like it hits him and it bounces off him because he's, like, bouncy.
Hence the name.
Yeah, it's like a... Bouncing Boy. But his surface is, like, not like a sponge at all, thank you. It's more like a ball.
Like a rubber ball.
Yeah. So it's like, you know when you two dodgeballs hit each other?
Super rubber fluid.
Yeah.
Or something.
This is like every fat kid's dream. You know, you're impervious to dodgeballs.
Hmm. That's every fat kid's dream?
Yes, every fat kid gets hit by the dodgeball.
Get a gun.
Gym. Get a gun?
You know who doesn't hit you with the dodgeball? Anyone if you have a gun. I'm just saying.
Kristen's public service announcement, her after school program for fat children.
No, nobody like, listen to me.
It's like gun training. I like this idea.
Yeah, I bet it would stop a lot of picking on fat people. I'm just saying.
If they all carry guns. Yeah, I like this idea. So
nobody do that.
I don't think any tiny children are listening to our fucking
all you tiny children who love to hear us talk about super old Legion things, we're only playing. Don't really get a gun.
You got the explicit tag. Okay, so the very dodgeball looking like thing hits him and bounces off and explodes, but it's actually just an advertisement for something called the world's biggest full great new 4D movie. 4D.
4D.
Not 3D. Hmm. 3D's passé. What the hell is 4D?
This paneling is weird. Did I read this in a weird... Oh,
that's
this
why
is
there's
one
an
big
arrow.
Panel. No, I got confused when I thought this
yeah.
was a panel.
Yeah, there's like one panel where like, for some reason, all his word bubble is like...
Cutting off the panel.
Yes.
It's like dividing what is one large panel into two panels, it looks like.
Now, Bouncing Boy has the worst luck in the universe.
Yeah. So basically, he's just freaked out and saved everyone from an advertisement
yes.
for a movie.
That also say the world's biggest fool, which is very, you know, meta. That's yeah. right. Sad. And at the same time, Cosmic Boy and Saturn Girl are jetting by in a little jet.
And laughing.
And he sees them laughing and he's like, they must think I'm the world's biggest fool.
Oh.
Sad. This is sad. I don't like this story. It's too sad. Fuck them. You don't need that shit, Bouncing Boy. You go find a planet full of bald people. You live there. That exists.
That exists. Like Green Lantern is a ball.
Yeah,
right?
there's
a weird ball guy.
Oh, and coming up in this, there's like a story where they go to some fucking planet. There's like ball people.
What, really?
I'm not shitting
you.
Oh,
I'm sad.
Yeah. Don't live there, Bouncing Boy. Be with your people. Fuck these people.
I like it too because like they're laughing at him, but everyone here didn't know it was an advertisement. What kind of weird advertisement is like a weird ball descending
yeah.
that looks like, for some reason, seems like a bomb, because I guess bombs fall out of the sky a lot in this day and age.
There's a lot of shit wrong here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, ha-ha, loser. Yeah. They didn't say that, but they were thinking it.
I don't like it when my Legionnaires are such big ass. It's okay when they're dickbags to Superman, because he's a dick, but,
I'm alright when they're dickbags to Bouncing Boy. I think it's the most appropriate time.
He's like, just say these people, and they're like, haha, there's that bouncing idiot. I wonder if he writes bouncing checks. They still have checks in the future?
That's what I was thinking, too! I barely use checks now.
I know!
Then again, this is the 21st century.
No, right.
Shut
up. Okay. And he's like, I've become dot 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 a laughing stock. Should I forget my dreams about joining the Legion?
Yes.
Yes.
Someone's head pops in. Yes.
This guy is like robbing the store. And not Bouncing Boy, this other guy. And he's like, great, Scott, that man clad in a rubber costume, wearing metal gloves, touched the store window, and the glass burst. That must be an electric generator on his back. It's like an old-timey electric generator on his back.
It kind of looks like a whistle in profile.
Yes, it does. And he's like, gasp, he's stealing that invaluable healing urn, whose radiations can cure almost any illness. Use that to heal your fat.
I like that the Museum of Medical Wonders it just has a healing urn that can heal anything right at the front window with no security.
Why is it in a museum? Shouldn't they be using that shit?
Maybe everyone's healed except the fat.
Except for the fat. Really? Really?
You know, one of my favorite things about when they're in the, when a Legion story actually takes place in the future?
Yeah.
Is that everybody, Legion or not, is wearing a superhero's costume.
You know, like a tight outfit?
With a logo or something. With a
You
know, there's some, like, bystander back there with a weird diamond shape on his chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's wearing, like, weird things that look like the Legion's weird
outfits. Maybe the Legion aren't wearing costumes.
Yeah, that's just their normal.
This is normal. Because we saw when Lightning Lad was a little boy, he still wore that outfit.
Yeah, that's true. And as the Bouncing Boy is going to demonstrate, this is also his errand boy outfit.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So who knows?
It's how people dress.
So this guy is stealing this healing urn, and this one nice citizen is like, oh, you won't get away with this.
He's also wearing like panties and tights.
Tiny underwear. Underwear.
Underwear.
Underwear? I can't even speak. And, this guy, like, paralyzes him by, like, zapping him.
Yeah, so the rubber suit metal glove guy touches the citizen running after him and, like, paralyzes him.
I'm sure that would kill them.
Maybe.
He's paralyzed to death.
By paralyzed, they mean dead. He's like, the bad guy's like, haha, my rubber costume and rubber boots protect me from being grounded. But that isn't so for any fool who tries to capture me. I'm wearing rubber gloves beneath the metal gloves which are connected by wires to my generator pack. I'm thoroughly protected from the electricity. And he's, like, touching a bunch of people coming
out.
This
is a really long explanation.
Yeah.
Electric gloves. He's grounded. It doesn't hurt him.
Rubber on his body.
Rubber. It's like, he's gonna repeat himself, like, five more times.
Yeah.
But then, what's really cool is he's, like, paralyzing some dude, and behind him, fucking Saturn Girl rolls up in her sweet-ass car.
Yeah, yeah, this is a sweet-ass car.
Sweet-ass car.
Little purple car.
She's like getting out of her car, and she looks pissed. She looks like she's gonna beat the shit out of this dude. Unfortunately, she doesn't, but she just looks like she's gonna just kick his ass.
She's gonna regulate.
Yes. He taps her and, like, paralyzes her, and how shocking to make your acquaintance.
All
this
I
way.
Was thinking was is that shouldn't have stopped her.
Yes.
Her power is of the mind.
But your brain runs on electricity.
He didn't say he knocked them out, he just says he paralyzed them.
Paralyzed them to death.
She's not.
There's a lot of problems.
She doesn't die in this
with
shit.
Science here. Or maybe she does.
But the most believable thing is the healing urn.
Okay, so Bouncing Boy's like, I'll capture him, though the others failed. Okay. And he becomes Bouncing Boy. Like, you don't have to yell that in your head.
I think as Storm of the X-Men has demonstrated to us all,
right.
You have to yell your powers very dramatically to the skies, and then you can do them.
Okay. And this crook is like, keep away, fat boy, or I'll paralyze you, like the others. And he's like, think so? Let's find out just how wrong you are. And he goes flying at him, and he whacks him in the head. I think he punches him.
Which direction? He, like,
punches him.
But it's punches him, like, in the chin. Like, it's a weird.
Yes. Punches him. And then, like, the dude's, like, grabbing onto Bouncing Boy's fat, like, onto his stomach.
Like, trying to shock
trying
him.
Trying to zap him. But it doesn't work. And he'll explain why. And then he, like, takes a little generator off of him so that he can't hurt anyone else. And Cosmic Boy is, like, holding Saturn
Girl. That's what I know. I was, like, feeling up on Saturn Girl.
All up on her.
I'm like, Lenny Man's right over there, buddy. Watch your hands.
Awesome. Well, they're not a couple yet.
Whatever.
That's, like, the biggest spoiler in the world is
well,
that...
Well, we see them married, don't we?
I know, that's what I'm saying, is that they
oh,
gave
yeah,
us...
Oh, yeah, that married,
like,
yeah.
When they go to the future and then see them married.
The
that's, like,
super,
the biggest...
Super Incest Cousin episode?
Yeah.
That was,
Yeah, look up Incest Cousin episode.
Oh, God.
Okay, so, anyways... Cosmic Boy looks like he's getting all up on Saturn Girl.
She's like, oh, I've swooned. She's like, looks cute, but she's like, she looks like she's distressed.
You don't need to hold her there.
He doesn't.
Yeah. It's cute. He's like, good work, but how did you manage to capture this electrical crook and no one else could? Because of my bouncing power. No, it's not because of your bouncing power. He's like, I knew that criminal couldn't paralyze me with an electrical shock because I was in, well, I was in the air because I wouldn't be grounded like the others. And then it's like got a weird asterisk next to it.
It's hilarious.
It's like, this episode took place a few years before the Legionnaires invented anti-gravity belts.
Which basically means if he tried out now, he wouldn't get in.
Yes. Which is also not true, because we saw the anti-gravity belts being invented with, when in the Incest Cousin episode.
Oh, it's in the same
when
one?
When he brought the presents, from because they didn't have any Christmas presents, they're like, they run out and they get these
asteroids.
And they're like, oh, we can, like, replace our clunky jetpacks with these belts. But that was the adult Legionnaires. There's lots of time problems.
A few years. They could have been that, adults and married.
Yeah, I guess so. Years. But then they'll have them when they're kids.
Wait, you know what? They have them now. Like, in this story now, Phantom Girl's wearing
one. No, that was a jetpack.
Oh, okay. Look at it, okay, you're right, Yeah. Okay.
Anyways. And then, but it's not his bouncing power. It was the fact, well, I guess it was the fact that it was in the
couldn't
air.
Couldn't anyone have just jumped at him and done this too? Jumped. Jump. He was an old man. Jump and push him.
Yes.
Jump and push would have done it, I think.
I think that would still hurt you. Wouldn't that hurt you, getting electrocuted?
Even if I think if you're not touching anything, you don't get electrocuted. That's why birds can sit on wires.
Oh.
That's the extent of my electricity understanding.
Oh, Kristen.
Birds can sit on electrical shit because they're in the air.
And then, well, the thing is, like, I thought it had something to do with the cut, that he's, like, plasticky.
I thought it was going to be because he's rubber. Yeah. But that's not what they say here.
It's because he's not grounded.
Yeah.
Okay, well, whatever. He gets in. Yeah. Because Kazuko is dumb.
Like, I take back what I said about your bouncing ability being of no practical use.
Yes.
In this one specific situation, he didn't say this, but this is what, this one specific situation that will never arise again, you were very, very useful.
And so, several days later, I recited the superhero oath and became a member of the Legion of Super, so they don't have to vote these people in, apparently.
I guess they, I don't know. Now, just at random, they can invite people in, it seems.
Okay, whatever, it's okay. And, he's like, in a ceremony I will never forget. And he's, like, saying this, like, oh, he's like, and I promise to use my superpower only for good, without expecting financial reward, and I pledge to do my best to aid fellow Legionnaires who are in peril. And Cosmic Boy looks so happy.
Yeah, he does.
He looks
super
manic.
He looks crazy happy, yeah.
And he's like, you are now one of us, Bouncing Boy. Congratulations, Legionnaires. Legionnaires? How is that congratulations?
I know, I didn't understand that. I read that, like, four times. It says, you're now one of us, Bouncing Boy. Congratulations. ... Legionnaires! I'm like, what?
Okay, Cosmic Boy just gives crazy speeches. You notice the cameraman over there?
Yeah.
None of them are robots.
Oh, my goodness.
And gee, I wonder why.
Those cameras are huge.
They are huge. Not futuristic.
That's all this cameraman wearing underwear.
One just says, like, television on it.
Nice.
That's adorable. So, then Chuck's like, well, that's my story, and if it inspires you...
Oh, excuse me. You're vomiting over
there. I'm puking. I don't want to be fat anymore.
You're a pretty girl!
It's like, well, that's my story, and if it inspires you, prospective members, I'll be very pleased. Good luck. Thanks for telling us about yourself. Maybe that guy's supposed to be mad at you, that guy.
Weird diamond on which...
No,
oh, that looks more like his outfit.
Looks like brown.
Weird brown thing.
Yeah, that does look like him more.
Doesn't matter if he was first outfit, like the ugliest outfit ever.
I don't know. I think Lyle wins ugliest outfit.
Oh, you're right. Forever. There's a headband involved in Lyle's
ugly. Anyways, are you ready to demonstrate your superpower next, applicant?
Yes. Says Cosmic Boy.
It says Cosmic Boy. And he's like, yes, Bouncing Boy made the grade. Maybe I can.
Yeah, he's like thinking that. This Bouncing Boy got in. I get... So maybe it is good that he's on the team. He's the lowest common denominator. If you're at least better than him, you might get into the team.
Another guy says that if I'm rejected, I'll persist like Bouncing Boy. I won't give up. I'll keep trying until I succeed in joining the Legion of Superheroes. No. That's not good either. If your power's like puking things. That's never going to be useful, no matter how much you try. Except for maybe one time, and then Kaz will freak out and let you in, because he's dumb.
But then, doesn't he not let in, like, Polar Boy, who, like, has a power that's super
Polar
good?
Polar Boy has the greatest power. I think that has something to do with Polar Boy being adorable and short.
He's
really short. It's
here.
Really cute.
Aww.
He's so cute. I like Polar Boy. Because he's, like, wearing mittens and shit all the time. He's adorable. My God. So cute. But,
oh, God.
The Legion has a history of not letting in appropriate people. like they have serious problems.
Like, keep in mind, they didn't let Supergirl in the first time.
Yeah, okay, so...
Oh, my God.
It's like, really, this... You might think you have a bad power, but you should just try anyways.
Yeah, because they might let you in. Get in there.
And even if you have a really good power, you might not get in. You just never know. You just have to...
I feel like maybe bribes or something do work on Kaz. You just have to bribe him some other way.
What would you bribe him with?
I don't know. Alcohol?
You assume he's a drunk?
I think he's a drunk. I would be an alcoholic if I had to deal with these people on a daily basis.
Aww.
And stay really manic and happy. He's got problems. Poor Kazakwa. Anyways, so that was a tryout issue.
Also, the Bouncing Boy issue I've been crying about for like the last like 7 episodes. I've been like, Bouncing Boy issue's coming. I've been crying. So now it's over.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. We got cute things out of it. Triplicate Girl.
That's true.
We got Saturn Girl, and we got all of our Legionnaires are giant dicks. And we got Noah from Heroes.
Oh, Noah from Heroes. I can't unsee that outfit. I don't want to see that outfit on Noah from Heroes. It's horrible.
And we got some cute little redhead lady.
Oh, yeah, Ultra Boy's super cute in his tiny one panel appearance.
Yes. So, it wasn't a total loss. We gained understanding.
My soul lost so much.
Does he just work out his arms? Because it's like starting to bother me because his arms are huge. They're like crazy muscular. He just must punch people.
It's
a lot.
Muscle fat. It's muscle like, fat.
My arms don't look like that. They look like sausages.
Yeah.
Not like muscle.
You have to get the fat that's the muscle fat. The muscle kind of fat. You know.
I mean, the kind that's advertised at the back of this comic.
Yes.
It's like, let's see this guy that's like,
yeah,
the guy. How to gain up to 50 pounds of mighty muscles. I know what I'd be gaining. That looks horrifying. Yeah. What is that guy's problem?
Just like that.
Awesome. Hot.
That's my dream.
Yeah. It's going to get a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Tootsie Roll Pop followed by a Get Buff.
Yeah. I feel like... Oh, do you want to share our toy adventure?
I don't know if I call it adventure so much as being kind of sad. And then happy, I guess, if it shows up.
Yeah, that shit better show up. So we ordered the Legion toys.
4 of them, because we each need 2 sets.
You bastards better not have sabotaged us, because...
Somehow.
Because, like, when we tried to get by the toys, the site was experiencing heavy, heavy traffic.
Oh, God.
I know all those were our listeners.
All 3 of them.
And so,
Yeah, the site kept going down, but in the middle of trying to pay.
Yeah, in the middle of me checking out, the site was going down, so I am scared.
It looked like everything. Like, she got the confirmation email, but she got it, like, 24 hours later, so we were, like, concerned for, like,
I was
a
scared.
Day.
Yeah, and then they didn't ship it immediately, and then I got, like, another email saying, we shipped it, I'm like, shit.
Well, that's good, so it's supposed to be shipped right now.
Yeah, so...
But then her credit card got stolen.
Yeah.
Just today.
Yeah, so I'm not... And, like...
So we're hoping nothing weird goes on with the charge. Nobody cares about this. We're just sharing.
Mm-hmm. I blame Maddie Collector for my credit card being stolen.
No, I don't. Anyone can do that. We've gone to a lot of restaurants.
Yes.
Since then. This was ordered on Friday.
Yeah. And I told everyone my credit card number.
You do walk around yelling your PIN number.
I wear it on my shirt. That's right. Oh, God. I feel like there's... Oh, fucking Cosmic Boy was on horrible Smallville.
Oh, yeah. For like 3 seconds.
Ah!
That episode made no sense.
That episode was waiting all this time for Superboy to, like, fight that fucking Doomsday. He went like this. It's like,
he, like, pushed into him and it was
they had
over.
A slap fight. There's like,
yeah.
And then, I don't know what happened. He took him and then put him in
they
the...
They flew into the ground? I don't know what happened
factory.
There.
And then he came back and Chloe's like, oh, you're alive. Like, yeah, I guess he is, because there was no fight.
Yeah, to be fair, I was barely paying attention to the episode. So maybe things were being explained, but I didn't know what was going on.
There's an orb and then Zod, maybe.
Yeah.
And then who took it in the first place? I thought it was going to be Kaz, and then Kaz would come back. That was a ridiculous episode.
Kaz was there for like a minute and a
half.
He's
a minute. He's like, here's your ring back, asshole, that you fucking destroyed.
Destroying the time travel ring, you asshole.
You dick. And Kaz is so pretty. That is the prettiest man.
So as angry as we are with Smallville at all, every moment of every day, all we're thinking is, I hope he goes into the future in the next season, which would also make him sad and amazingly happy all at once.
I know, it's crazy because I don't really, really want Smallville to, like, to destroy the Legion.
But I do.
But I do want to see all those people. I can just watch it on mute.
That's true. I want to see what happens.
Well, okay, what happens...
watching Smallville is like a slow train wreck.
Okay, spoilers. What happened is, like, he gives him this ring. He's like, okay, he gives him this very good plan. Yeah. Very good plan. He's like, okay, this Doomsday thing's gonna kick your ass and kill you. And Superman's like, bleh.
Superman's like, I have to fight it.
He's like, no, it's just, he's gonna kill you. Here's his ring.
He's like, I'm from the future. I know what happens here. He's going to kill you. Here's a ring. Take Doomsday and bring him to the future, and the team of, like, 50 Legionnaires and you can fight him.
We'll beat the shit out of him together. Go team, go team. Yeah. Superman's like, buh.
I have to fight him. It's my problem.
I'm Superman. I'm stupid. I'm so whiny, and I make that face all the time. And so, so he takes it and puts it in a box in his fucking desk, because that's where you keep a time to... No, it's in his desk at work.
Oh, it's at work. That's, oh, you're right, you're right.
That's
right.
How Idiot got it.
Yeah.
So, Idiot. So, Idiot McGee Lois Lane fights retarded Tess Mercer in the dumbest fight ever because I can't tell them apart, especially when there's just hair flopping around. So, they're fighting, and then somehow they, like, flop onto his desk. Yeah.
And Lois, like, grabs the ring box out of the desk, and I think she, like, clocks her with the box, right?
Yeah, the clock says, like, made out of cardboard, because, and then she, like, what's this ring? Because she's a nosy bitch, and she takes it, and it fucking zaps her away. Well, as much as I like Lois Lane being zapped away from the show for hopefully ever, one... On the other side of that ring is a bunch of Legionnaires waiting to beat the shit out of Doomsday, and then just some dumb bitch is gonna show up in the future. I mean, like, waiting, and then some dumb bitch is like, I'm Lois Lane, ba 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 ba. And then they'll be like, what the fuck is this dude? I hope one of them just kills her accidentally.
Oops, thought it was Doomsday.
Sun Boy's like, bah, Ultra Boy, bah, right in the head, punches her face off.
You guys had to be ready to fight.
Oh, this is horrible. We killed Lois Lane.
We've destroyed time itself.
Oh.
That's not gonna happen.
That wouldn't happen. But then, the end of that should have just been like, Cosmic Boy returning immediately with the dumb bitch and dropping her off.
This is not Doomsday. What's your problem? I gave you a perfectly fine plan.
Like, what the hell?
Oh, that show.
But then it didn't. So all I can think is that dumb show has the same problem that every other comic that has that destroys my mind. Is, it's like, oh, if you're spending time in that place, it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, the time, like, if I spend, like, 3 years in the past, I can only come back 3 years after the time I left. Instead of, like, the moment after I left.
And so...
You just, like, cry.
And so, of course, that didn't happen. So that all it makes me think is that, what would be the worst possible thing I could see on Smallville? What could be the worst thing? Okay, getting all the Legion, but then they're hanging out with Lois Lane. That
Legion and Lois Lane adventure.
Legion and Lois. That's triple L's.
Oh, God, no.
Ugh, kill me. Okay, so I always think about Smallville, like, what is the worst thing that could possibly happen? And then Lois Lane somehow combines with Brainiac 5, and then I kill myself.
Oh, my God,
again.
I would kill myself.
I would set something on fire, because that's horrible. But, yeah, that is my prophecy. If it comes true, then I'm either psychic... Or I'm just thinking on the same wavelength as retarded Smallville.
Oh, God.
Okay.
How did we turn into that? We went from toys to Smallville.
I was talking about this. That's been waiting on my mind.
You've been wanting to get it off your chest.
Yeah. Now so, I'm going to go drink.
Drink a lot.
Yes.
Water. It's not going to help a lot.
Some
She's
tea.
Just saying you're thirsty.
I'm just too thirsty. Okay. If you want to email us, tell us things about how angry you are. Bouncing Boy, you can send it to not my email address. superfuturefriends@gmail.com, or you can comment on the site at superfuturefriends.blogspot.com, and you can leave us presents of amazing reviews on iTunes, because that would be cool.
And thanks for all the comments we get regularly on the blog.
You guys should read the comics that we get. Comments that we get
because always nice. And also somebody left us an awesome link to, like, some really, like, amazing super boy show, live action show that we didn't even know existed. Yeah, then he's,
it doesn't exist on DVD, but it should.
It says season one exists on DVD, but two and three, which the fans regard as the better seasons, with the better Superboy.
Really?
Yeah, somebody sent another link, and I was reading up on it really hard for some reason. They're the better seasons, but they're not releasing them.
I can't imagine they're that much better.
Well, supposedly, like, the better Superboy.
Oh.
Which I didn't hear him act. Everybody was acting so bad in the show, I have no idea.
I care.
He looked like Superboy really hard. Yeah. In the first season, I was like, he indeed looks like Clark Kent.
Like, I care that it's badly acted. I watched fucking Smallville.
I know.
Yeah, I obviously have a high tolerance. Yeah. Okay, so if you guys want to read people talk about cool stuff, vaguely related to our episodes, you can look at our comment section, because people usually post corrections and enlighten us.
Some of the things, and we're like, what the hell is that?
What else? I think that's it.
Yeah,
this is the end.
It's a long episode.
It is a long episode. Sorry. It's what you get.
It's what? What do I get it? What?
That's what you get!
Did I do anything wrong here?
You're gonna go with it for a second.
In fact, someone did something wrong to me because I had to read that just now. That's how I feel inside.
Okay. Well, we could have, like, rushed through it, but we were having so much fun.
Yeah, this is fun.
It was fun. We laughed a lot.
Fun in that, sadly.
Okay. I don't know what's next.
Is this really new? Yeah,
that's probably not the next one.
It's probably, like, 17 issues not in this archive.
Yeah.
There are giant bugs in this.
When are we going to get to...
this new? Soon.
That trial.
The trial? Oh, that's not in this book.
I thought it was.
But, cute chameleon boy is, like, going to be somewhere.
Dream.
Also, there's an awesome Brainiac one.
Oh, okay.
And also the most awesome.
Okay, yes. Okay.
You guys can't see. This is, like, the worst teaser ever, where I'm pointing at an image you can't see.
Yes.
And we're both being excited about it.
Okay.
But that's not,
but now that we've gotten the hard one out of the way.
Yeah. And it was hard, because, like, she kept asking me to do it, and I was like, no. I don't want to read it.
Okay, but now we got this out of the way. Let's go. All right. Bye.
Bye. Again.